Tuesday afternoon in progress in the nation's capital. Great to have you along. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about North Korea. You know, obviously there's been a whole lot of noise coming from North Korea over the past week or so. And you may recall at the end of last week, I checked in with Bill Gertz, senior editor of Washington Free Beacon and, of course, Washington Times national security reporter. Guy sort of has a handle on what's going on over there, and I figured we'd do it again this afternoon. Bill, thanks for joining me. How are you?
Hi, Andy. Good to be on the program.
I'm glad to have you. Since we last spoke, things have escalated a bit. Is the need to worry intensifying?
Well, the latest development is we've got the North Koreans announcing that they're going to begin refueling and redoing one of their nuclear reactors. And this is troubling because it indicates for the first time that the North Koreans have a dual-track nuclear program. In the past, it was believed that it was just plutonium-fueled. The reactor they're planning to restart is a uranium reactor, and this has confirmed long-held suspicions that they had this dual-track, both uranium and plutonium program. And as I reported yesterday, there are signs that the Chinese military is mobilizing its forces on the border areas of North Korea, and that's certainly a troubling sign. The thinking is that this is basically a security measure. In other words, if a conflict were to break out, the Chinese would be able to control any refugee floods. But on the other hand, it would also be a sign of support for the its client state in North Korea.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. Is China obligated to defend North Korea?
Yes, they have a mutual defense treaty. I think the last time it was invoked was during the Korean War when tens of thousands of volunteers crossed the border and came in against United Nations and U.S. forces. It's not clear what the triggers are for that mutual defense treaty, but it is a long-standing treaty, and obviously it's something that the Chinese don't like to talk about much. They are seemingly obligated to pressure Pyongyang into not creating these military provocations, but on the other hand, they don't seem to be doing a very good job of putting any kind of pressure on the regime there.
Mm-hmm. I want to take you back to this this startup of this nuclear reactor thing again. It was shut down, if I understand correctly, back in 2007 as part of an agreement made with North Korea, and they also, if I understand correctly, were supposed to have destroyed part of it. Are you telling me that they have made the repairs, or we don't know if they ever really did destroy it? Or, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, are they being honest, or do we think they're being honest about it?
It's not clear because, it was supposed to have been destroyed. So the fact that they could restart it, again, it may just be bluster on the part of the North Koreans. You know, this has been a real shouting match between the two sides beginning back in February when the North Koreans tested a nuclear weapon underground. And the U.S. is continuing to refuse to recognize North Korea as a nuclear weapon state, and that has triggered the unprecedented threats to use nuclear forces against the U.S., which prompted the U.S. to bolster its alliance by flying strategic nuclear bombers near North Korea. So now the North Koreans are now saying that they're going to restart this reactor, but it's not clear how much of that reactor is left, how much did they destroy. So obviously, they're not under international control any longer.
Right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't China upset about those tests you just spoke of?
Well, upset is, you know, they haven't done anything to disrupt commerce, and they're the main supporters of North Korea. In other words, if the Chinese wanted to pressure the North Koreans, all they'd have to do is cut off oil shipments to the North, and it would basically cripple them, and they haven't done that. They have begun some inspections of cross-border trade. Maybe that's their indication of somehow expressing their displeasure at the nuclear test, but they haven't done anything substantive to pressure the North Korean regime.
Mm-hmm. All right, now since we last spoke, another missile defense system is in place. A couple of F-22s are now visiting the area. We have at least one warship that was moving in that direction as of yesterday, possibly others on the way. This thing appears to be escalating. Is there a point at which something will break? Do you know of anything diplomatically going on?
No, as far as I know, the escalation is purely rhetorical at this point, because everyone I have spoken to has said that the North Koreans really would be suicidal to do some type of a military provocation now. It's not ruled out, but because of these ongoing military exercises, the forces of the U.S. and South Korea they're ready. They're ready to do something. So if the North Korea were to do some kind of provocation, as South Korea's President Park has said, that they're ready to take force for any other. They've taken enough provocations in the past couple of years, and they're ready to react. So that's the real concern, that could trigger some larger, wider escalation and conflict.
Yeah. You get the feeling that most Americans just don't care about this story at all.
Well, you know, I mean, I think people are starting to care.
And I hope.
When you have a country making the unprecedented threat to fire nuclear missiles at the United States, even, you know, you just can't ignore that. That's why the U.S. had to take some steps, even though they think that, you know, they probably have some intelligence that says that that's a bluff and that they really don't have full capabilities to do that. But you can't ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised at the use of the social media? We evidently were tweeting messages to North Korea.
Well, yeah. I mean, that, and maybe they'll send Dennis Rodman back there.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing before I let you run, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. I had mentioned the F-22 Raptor. Does China have their own version of stealth aircraft?
They have a new, what they call a fourth-generation aircraft called the J-20, which they flight-tested. They have another one on the drawing board and, I think, a prototype. So, yeah, they're getting close. The interesting thing was that the U.S. canceled production of the F-22 to 187 jets, and the reason they did that under Defense Secretary Gates a couple of years ago was that the intelligence assessment was that the Chinese would not have a similar jet for many years to come. Well, guess what? Who was wrong on that?
Yeah.
They flight tested it when Gates visited there back in 2010. So, yeah, they're in a major military buildup. I mean, by any objective measure, the Chinese are on a war footing to build up their forces, and the U.S. is in the self-delusion mode. They don't want to recognize this. They don't want to pressure the Chinese, and that's a real provocative situation. You know, Rumsfeld used to say, weakness is provocative. The Obama administration is sending a signal of weakness to both the Chinese and the North Koreans by not really stepping up to the plate on these threats.
Yeah. In fact, I read a story not long ago. In fact, you may have had something to do with it. They had increased their military presence by 11% in the last year alone. That's pretty scary stuff, considering we're cutting, you know, millions and millions of dollars out of ours.
Yes, we're cutting, and our weapons are getting in need of upgrading. And on the nuclear side, our nuclear weapons are aging, and their nuclear weapons are expanding. So you have, you know, very bad directions for both countries.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, Bill, thanks for the update on the story. I appreciate it very much, and hopefully all this goes away, but you never know. We may have to talk again.
Sure.
Thanks, Bill. Take care. Yep. Bill Gertz, senior editor of the Washington Beacon, and, of course, longtime Washington Times national security reporter and best-selling author. And in today's paper, by the way, check out his story, Border Patrol, China Mobilizing Troops, Jets Near Border. 4:15, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.